Who's Afraid of Virginia Ham? By Phyllis Richmond. Dedication for Bronx Bob. Acknowledgements. Whom can one thank for inspiring a villain? I'll leave them unsung, but I gladly herald those who influenced my heroes and otherwise helped me along my way. First of all, the late Dr. David Rall. While at the Centers for Disease Control and NIH, he undoubtedly helped save countless lives. He had the wit and humor to dream up the perfect murder weapon for me. Anna Rentz, without even knowing the plot, suggested its most apt title. Quentin Peterson of the D.C. Police Department offered advice on procedural issues, while Judge Howard Chazana weighed in on the legal and moral ones. For guidance on the details of restaurant finances, I thank Mark Furstenberg and Bob Kincaid, the man with the magic calculator. Many friends at the Washington Post have listened and debated and informed my thoughts regarding this fictional newspaper world, particularly Lloyd Rose on theater and Tom Frail on journalistic ethics. For generously lending an ear to matters of fiction writing, I'm grateful to Ann Tyler, Jody Jaffe, and Jeff Deaver. And for shepherding me through the labyrinth of publishing, it's been my great good fortune to have Bob Barnett as my agent, Carolyn Marino as my editor, and cookbook editor Susan Friedland as my friend. My children, Joe, Matt, and Libby, unlike Chaz Wheatley, I have three, are generous with their inspiration and appreciation. No mother could wish for better, and mostly I thank Bob Burton, my reader, my cheerleader, my supporter in every way, my very home. 1.
St. Mary's County stuffed ham was the most pathetic murder weapon of the 20th century.
Ringo LaRange wore an avuncular, early Walter Cronkite smile as he lectured me on the peculiar Southern Maryland specialty of country ham slid in a dozen...